Okay, Rachel, it is Friday, and it is the last block of the show, which might explain this suggested intro that I received for our movie segment.
Okay, go for it, Allie.
Movies are like pictures that come alive and move, and you watch the pictures, and you eat while you watch them, and they are good to watch. Yep, that's the intro Ian came up with for this segment. One more sign that it's Fridays and our brains are burned-ed. And he also just wrote burned-ed, and I
Burned.
reddited it because my brain is burned-ed. I think we're burned out. We
We
need a
need a break.
break. We need to go to the movies. As always, Mr. Daniel Holloway is here to tell us about if we can all retain our crushes on George Clooney. He's
Yes.
starring and directing in Leatherheads. Whether Jodie Foster can handle slapstick comedy in Nim's Island? No. Silence. And if singer Norah Jones can act. Oh, I got a thumbs up
Oh,
there.
cool.
Daniel is a film critic for Metro Newspaper. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
So let's start with Leatherheads. The premise is Clooney plays a man who plans to legitimize football and needs to recruit this hoity-toity Princeton player to do so, and they end up fighting for the affection of a gal.
Clooney does indeed play a man in this movie, Allison.
But
yeah, that's about it. It's
does he play a pregnant man
no, no pregnant men in this movie,
So it
unlike
seems
real
like a sort
life.
of half period piece, half comedy, half sports movie. That would be three halves. How about a third of each of those?
Yeah, it's all those thirds coming together for one very good whole, I believe. Right. It's a period comedy set in the 1920s before professional football was legitimized, and it is equal parts slapstick romance and kind of surprisingly deft commentary on the current and former state of pro sport.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, the clip that we have reminds me sort of that patter heavy Tracy Hepburn movies back and forth. First of all, do you think Clooney and Renee Zellweger pull it off as these two sort of, yeah, I'm a dame and you're a guy and we're witty?
Clooney's done this sort of thing before. He did it pretty well in the Coen Brothers movie that I
Oh, Brother,
can't
Where Art Thou?
that one, and also the one that they followed that up with that was him and Catherine Zeta-Jones that no
Ooh.
one saw, and I can't remember. But yeah, he's done this before. This is kind of him doing his Clark Gable bit, and he's very good at it. Renee Zellweger also very good at it. Her face is a little frozen in this film, but she's still Renee Zellweger, and she's still really good at this sort of thing.
All right.
So,
Well, let's listen to a clip.
Well, if it isn't Dodge Connolly, middle-aged boy wonder.
Why, Lexi Little, breaking curfew.
Ah.
I won't tell if you don't.
Let me introduce you to Miss Belinda Whippleworth.
Pleasure.
John, I have to pee.
Enchanting girl. I thought you had to be 21 to get into a place like this.
She's 21.
I meant her IQ.
I wasn't planning on running her for Congress.
No? What were you planning on doing with her?
You know, the usual.
Put her in shoulder pads and a helmet and knock her brains out?
I think somebody beat me to it.
Well, she'll do well in Congress.
Hell, you're only as young as the women you feel.
How quiet it must be at the Algonquin with you here in Duluth.
I like
funny.
It.
Yeah.
I like it. The name of the movie, Intolerable Cruelty. Jacob Ganz, our director, for the win on that
Oh,
one.
yeah.
Thank you,
Go,
Jacob.
Jacob.
So you've got these two big stars, these two Academy Award winners. Then there's this support guy, John Krasinski, who plays the Princeton guy. Does he get lost in the mix?
No, he's good. In fact, I was a little surprised because Krasinski, of course, is known for playing Jim on The Office.
Oh,
And
that's where I recognize the room.
yes, yeah, he's the dude from The Office, and he's a good comic actor. And in this movie, he plays the straight guy. He is the upstanding Ivy Leaguer, you know, who Clooney convinces to leave Princeton to come play professional football, which at this time is populated by coal miners and you know, drunkards and just kind of the guys at the bottom end of society. And his character sort of legitimizes it. There's a really interesting scene. The movie was co-written by Rick Reilly, who was the back page columnist for Sports Illustrated and now works at ESPN.com. There's a really interesting scene in the film where Clooney and Krasinski are talking, and Clooney is telling him, "Oh, you're such a big star," because he is. He's the most famous football player in America, but he plays college ball at Princeton. "You're such a big star. What must it be like to have people surrounding you all the time?" He's like, "Oh, well, you know, it's a lot of work and blah, blah, blah." And he goes, "And what do you get for that, living under that kind of pressure? You get to pay tuition to Princeton." And you see this mirrored in the plight of college athletes today,
All the
guys.
basketball kids who bail after a year.
Right. So it's interesting in that it works as slapstick, but also it works as commentary on a lot of stuff that people still complain about in pro sports.
I think you like this movie.
I like this movie. I do. It comes apart a little bit in the third act. The big game feels a little rote and like it's just there because you need the big game at the end of a sports movie. But for the most part, yeah, pretty fun.
You don't like our next movie, which breaks my heart because my girlfriend's in it, Abigail Breslin, who played Little Miss Sunshine. Her new film is Nim's Island. All right, give us the plot before you rip it.
Do I have to?
Yes.
I wasn't aware the movie had plot.
There's an island.
There's an island. And Abigail Breslin lives on this island with King Leonidas from 300, and who's her father. And they have a weird, creepy relationship where she only wants to live on this island with her father. He's the only other human being she's ever seen. And somehow they also have internet access on this deserted jungle island.
Well, there you go.
And anyway, he goes off to... He leaves her alone on a deserted jungle island with an active volcano on it for 2 days while he goes off on a sailboat to find plankton. But he doesn't use his internet access to check the weather report. And he gets lost at sea. And she writes an email to Jodie Foster, who is an OCD, paranoid schizophrenic adventure writer. She convinces to come and help her find her dad. I won't spoil it beyond that. Listen, I like Abigail Breslin a lot, too. I'm just, like, totally going off here, aren't I? I like Abigail Breslin a lot. But there are laws in this country that protect children.
And this movie breaks these
yes,
laws?
Yes. The people who made this movie had 4 writers and 2 directors. The people who made this movie need to be prosecuted under those laws for doing grievous harm to Abigail Breslin.
Or at least her career.
Yeah, at least probably her person, too. I mean, this has had to be a traumatic experience.
Well, it has an Academy Award winner, Jodie Foster, attempting to be slapstick funny.
Yeah, she kind of, you know, she's picking up a paycheck, which I don't know why, because that's not something Jodie Foster normally does. She only does about
Maybe
one
she's
movie
trying to make
year.
Movies for her kids.
I think that's what it is. This is, this is her kindergarten cop.
Yeah. And...
Yes. Well, let's play a clip of this atrocious film. This is Breslin and Foster.
What is that?
Well, these are mung beans. And gobo root.
You know, I'm just gonna stick with my soup.
Your soup?
What are they doing?
Sorry about that.
The seal farts later in the film, too.
Oh, that's really nice. So we have seal burping and farting. And I see what you mean about Abigail Breslin. Yeah. Jodie Foster plays this adventure writer who never leaves her home, and she's supposed to come and save and, I'm sure, learn about herself through the eyes of a child.
She does, yes.
How did I know that?
You're smart.
Let's just move on to the next movie. Blueberry Nights. My Blueberry Nights has this really great cast, Natalie Portman, Jude Law. But the curious thing, Nora Jones, the singer, gets top billing.
Nora Jones was recruited by director Wong Kar-wai, who we know from Chungking Express and a bunch of other Hong Kong films. This is his first movie in English. No acting experience. He encouraged her not to take acting classes before she did the role, and she is absolutely spectacular.
Really?
In this film, yeah. She plays a sort of wounded young woman living in New York, wounded in the sense, like, romantically, who meets a potential love interest and then goes off on a kind of classic American road trip to go find herself. The early parts of the film with her are really pretty incredible because she's playing a frantic woman who just lost her man to another woman, and her face and everything about her performance, she just exudes this incredible sense of unpredictability where she seems desperate but not cheesily desperate.
Mm-hmm, sure.
She seems like genuinely afraid
desperate.
And like anything could come out of her at any moment.
Let's listen to a clip. This is Nora Jones and Natalie Portman in a scene from My Blueberry Nights.
How'd you wind up in this hellhole?
The bus just dropped me off here.
Where'd you come from?
New York.
You came all the way here from New York on a bus? Sounds awful.
Actually, I was on quite a few of them.
You must love buses.
I want to get a car, but it's not easy saving money.
How much you got?
About 2,200.
Hey, Beth.
I got a proposition for you.
What kind of proposition?
See, I need a steak. There's a man I could call in Vegas, but I don't want to do that. I'm gonna win that game. I'm a stronger player than any.
I sense that this movie is very dialogue driven.
Is
it tedious or
no?
No.
No. It's she meets a sort of motley cast of characters along her travels, and a lot of the movie is based on her interaction with those characters, and it's a little vague what they're necessarily teaching her about herself that is preparing her for the next phase of her life, but all their interactions are interesting. I will say this, David Strathairn and Rachel Weisz are in this film, as is Jude Law. They all give great performances. Natalie Portman, not so much.
All right. Daniel Holloway, our movie guy, and Metros as well. Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks.
Thanks, Daniel.